You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Loneliness is an epidemic that is affecting more and more people every day. Some demographics are more affected than others. Loneliness can have physical health effects as well as mental. Professor in psychological medicine from the University of Auckland, Elizabeth Broadbent, is researching how robots and other AI tools such as ChatGPT can aid people in reducing their social isolation and improving their well-being. I spoke to her to find out more about her research into companion robots and for a background on the health impacts of loneliness. I started our interview by asking Elizabeth how loneliness affects people's well-being.
Loneliness can make us feel distressed because it's a feeling that our relationships are not meeting our needs, and that can be the quality or quantity of our relationships. And when we feel lonely, that can affect our mental health. It can make us feel upset, it can make us feel anxious, and it can make us feel depressed. And this can have an effect on our immune system, so it tends to increase our stress responses so that our immune system reacts with an inflammatory response, and then this can put us at risk for diseases that are affected by the inflammatory response, such as heart disease, as well as increases our risk of getting infectious diseases. So that loneliness can affect our not only our mental health, but also our physical health. And loneliness has been shown to increase the risk of premature morbidity by and mortality by 26%. So we're more likely to die younger if we experience loneliness.
What are the statistics around loneliness around the world? Is it increasing?
Yes. So in the US, recent surveys suggest that up to 50% of people report loneliness. And in New Zealand, the 2021 survey found that 44% of people reported feeling lonely at least once in the last 4 weeks. And other research around the world suggests that rates on average are around 33%, so about a third of people feel lonely worldwide. And the US Surgeon General recently published a report calling attention to the epidemic of loneliness and provide some statistics to show that loneliness is increasing and has been increasing over the last 20 years.
Now, just quickly, are there any particular demographics that are more vulnerable to social isolation?
Yes, it appears that older people are vulnerable to social isolation because their partner and family and friends may have passed away, and so they're living alone. In addition, it seems like young people are quite vulnerable to loneliness as well, as they are kind of setting up their lives and finding out who they are.
Can we design technology to increase social connection, particularly robots?
Yes, that's what we're trying to do. So with robots, we can give them features that can improve the connections that we feel with the robot. For example, by making the robot look more human-like and behave in more human-like ways, to pay attention to us, to be friendly, like smiling with us, using natural language, using humor. So using these techniques that can increase social bonding.
You designed a robotic seal that interacts with people in a rest home. What were the findings of the project, and how would a pet-type robot compare to a human-type robot?
So the seal robot was actually designed by Takanori Shibata in Japan. So I didn't design it, but we did use it in some of our studies. And so we used Paro, the seal robot, with people at Salwyn Village, and we found that people who interacted with the SEAL robot had reduced loneliness over 12 weeks compared to people who were doing regular activities at the retirement village, such as going on bus trips or playing bingo. So it seemed like people formed a relationship with the robot. They liked patting it and cuddling it. And they also talked to each other, because they were in a group, and they talked to each other about the robot, so that it not only formed relationships between the person, the older person and the robot, but also between older people themselves.
You referenced replica in your speech. How does a digital human compare to a robotic one?
I guess there's lots of different types of conversational agents. You've got a full-on kind of physical robot, which is sort of three-dimensional and real and present. We've also got virtual humans, which are presented on a computer screen, and they look incredibly human-like, and you can talk to them, and you can have them on your phone or tablet, but they're not sort of 3D. They don't move around in the real world. And then you've also got things like smart speakers, like Alexa, which don't have a human-like form. They're more like just a speaker that you can talk to. And then you've got like chatbots, which are just text-based, which you can type into onto your phone and they'll text back. So there's quite a different range of computer agents and robots that differ in their physical form and their interaction capability.
Yeah, you mentioned ChatGPT being used in AI companions. Obviously, the technology is only going to get better. What are you looking forward to the most as it improves?
Well, ChatGPT allows much more natural conversations. So in the past, we've had to script. So we've written out what the robot should say in response to people. But this allows the robot to make up its own response, which makes it sound a lot more natural and responsive to the person. But there are some, I guess, caveats that we have to be aware of. Like, we're not quite sure what it's going to say. So we have to do more research into making sure that it says things that are accurate, things that aren't biased, and things that are safe to people. But I am looking forward to much more natural conversations.
That was Professor Elizabeth Broadbent from the University of Auckland on the use of robotics and AI in helping people alleviate loneliness.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.